After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Hey, it's Jill Monroe, and I know that you Star fans were expecting to see us in studio for the normal after show, but yes. We have something special going on tonight. Raquel?
I mean, you can find me on all social media, as always, at Raquel Harris TV.
Hey, everyone, it's Ivana Williams. You can follow me on Twitter, at Ivana L. Williams.
And you can follow me, at Stiletto Jill. Yes. We are sitting here with the original Big Daddy.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mr. Lee Daniels.
Thank you so much for having us. This is so awesome.
Literally, we're losing it right now.
Right now.
Just a little bit on the inside. I'm having a breakdown.
No. Can I just tell you that, I am so proud of y'all. I don't know why I'm proud of y'all. I think that probably because you represent three different types of black women that, you know, I write for. I write for you guys. I literally, from my early days, I write for my sisters and my cousins because they are the ones that have embraced me as a kid. And that's it. So I've got this like sweet spot for writing for black women. Am I crazy?
Awesome.
That's where Cookie came from.
Some cookies in our life. We talked about this on our after show about Star. We know that initially there was some controversy about her being white. And we talked about that. We thought it was kind of better because Star's low-key ratchet. And then people would be flipping it back like, well, why do you have a black woman doing these things or whatever? And I think it gets to explore racial dynamics that we know and we talk about without actually, you know.
I made a mistake. I think I made a mistake.
You do?
Oftentimes. I think I made a mistake when I started promoting this show. Because I was quoted as saying, this white girl was here to heal the nation. And I think that a lot of people misunderstood, or I didn't articulate. You know, when you're in a position, you don't even know the position you're in. I just like, you know, you start talking, and then you realize, what are you saying, and how can it be construed? And everything that you say is going to be dissected, evaluated, studied, and it's like, Taraji, and is this a good side? I don't know what camera I'm looking in. What would
so,
you like? Is this a good side?
No, it's fine.
Based
it's
on
so, yeah. It's
we have two.
As long as you're comfortable.
Not to say like Mariah, but because that sounds so Mariah.
You literally have your own camera.
Yes.
We were on the set when I decided to do. I said like, you know, they wanted to know what other show do you want to do, and we were on the set of Empire, and as we were shooting, Taraji's son was in trouble. We all have sons the same age, and different parts of the country. Taraji's son was in trouble with the law. Terrence's son was in trouble with the law. My son was in trouble with the law. All three at different schools. All three target. I was like, hold up. This was pre the election, this is like before, I said, something's going on. Like something is happening in the world today, and it's only going to get worse. My knee jerk was to heal. You know, all of my stuff is therapeutic. And when I do something, it's really about like, how do I help? How do I, like, if you really study my work, like, well, what is it? And what I was trying to do with Star was plop this white girl in the middle of this black environment and make everybody look at everything. You have this white girl who has a sister that is half black, who has a best friend that is transgender, who has another best friend that is extremely wealthy, that is black. and they're all thrown together in this hair salon living together. Mm-hmm. And what I meant was that I wanted white people to look at themselves through Star. I wanted black people to look at themselves. And I wanted everybody to, like this is where we're going. So that's what I meant with Star, white girl trying to heal the nation. It still doesn't sound right as I say it. But it was really like, you know, it was, and it was also about me dealing with celebrating black women.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah.
Does that make any sense at all?
No, absolutely. Yeah.
But the backlash was like,
yeah, I know. People,
it was a firestorm.
They tried to drag.
Like, oh my God.
No, I mean, and we have to be honest. I think black women on a grand scale were confused by it, but at the same time, I think it was nice to have the different perspectives. As you said, you have a biracial girl, you have Star, and then you have Alex, who's a well-off black girl who has two well-off parents. And, I mean, we get to see that dynamic, too. So, I mean, I didn't think... I thought it was kind of off at first, but then as I started to watch Star and I see everybody as their with their own personalities, I was like, you know, I'm with it.
Yeah,
I'm with it. Yeah.
So,
right. And especially with season one, because everybody hated Star.
Yeah.
And now...
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And you know one thing? Can I tell you something?
Mm-hmm.
We heard kudos to that girl.
Yeah.
Because for her to come in to play a character, and for that girl to, because all of those little girls are on social media, for her to see some of that stuff that she saw, and for her to continue to play that character, like, I'm props to that girl. Mm-hmm. And to see them, they're like together, they're a pack. They're a pack. They're like,
Yeah.
And they're very protective of each other.
Oh, you know what I mean? I had the opportunity to interview them at the BET Awards. And they, I mean, as soon as they saw me, and actually, Ryan had recognized me. And she was like, oh my gosh, After Buzz. And I'm like, oh my gosh, Ryan, that's me. And I'm like, right. You know me and you, and I know you.
Well, because I said, okay, after your show, I was like, group text to the girls, and like, group text to the writers. Okay, let's talk about it. Let's discuss girls. Let's discuss writers. That's who we are.
Wow. I know you drew inspiration from Dreamgirls and Paris is Burning, which is one of my all-time favorite documentaries. Mm-hmm. So for our audience, what does that mean to you? Like, when you first saw those films, what does it mean to you?
Oh, yeah. This, that, you know, that it's also about a black actress that I used to represent that was in Bob Fosse's film. She was also in Women of Brewster Place. Her name is Paula Kelly. And none of you probably even know who she is.
I know exactly who she is. Brown skinned woman. She had short hair and Woman of Brewster Place. She was a dancer as well, right?
So Jill
also, knows. Also, good for charity.
Yes.
And you know, when Shirley MacLaine jumped off that roof like this, she was like this off the ground. Cheetah Rivera was like this. And then Paula Kelly was like Serena Williams up here as a dancer. So it was really to celebrate Bob Fosse's work through dance, to celebrate musicals in general, to go back to old school, if you really, all of that old school stuff that our parents and I grew up with, you know.
Okay.
Did I answer your question though?
Well, I was asking, what did Paris is Burning and Dreamgirls mean to you when you first watched them?
Oh, it was just like, you know, it was like, I'm watching me.
Right.
I'm watching me. And so, that's why it's important to give birth to, it's mandatory. It was mandatory for all the cast of Precious to see it. All those girls. I mean, like, you want to know me? You have to know, because I was watching me. That was me. I wasn't like voguing because I was too scared, but that was my life. I mean, that was part of my life, you know? So it was like watching my life. They were all friendly, you know? So it was like,
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to, you know, you use a lot of members of the LGBT community in both of your shows.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to know, do you feel like you're breaking down boundaries by using your platform to highlight?
I don't really intend on doing, this is what's so deep, you know? Like, I don't really intend, you only write what you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not intentional. Like, I'm not, but I guess so, because I write what I know.
It's your truth.
So it's like, you know what I mean? I don't even know. I'm not making a point about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the world that I know.
Right.
So, like, I know a bunch of Miss Bruce's. Like, mm-hmm. I know, I grew up in the salon, you know, yes. with my auntie, my cousins and my auntie salons that, you know, you went to, there was always that person. I wanted to, like, we ain't seen that, we never seen Miss Bruce on television.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We, on prime time. Mm-hmm. You yeah. know, we never seen Cotton on prime time.
Yeah.
You know, so it's important as I go on, you know, as an artist to give life to people that, you know, that we, a voice to people that don't, are never heard, and a yes. face to people that we never see, that we always see, that we never see on television.
Absolutely.
To that point, I noticed that you make it, it seems to be a point to work with newcomers, people that are early out, that just come in and knock it out of the park in pivotal roles. Is that something that you seek out to do, or does it just evolve that way? Because you take chances with people that are early, early in their careers for these huge projects, and it turns out amazing. So your foresight is... Yeah.
I enjoy working with, I have a theme. I enjoy working with, like, rock stars or musical people. I like working with movie stars, and I really like working with unknowns, and I like combining all three together and throwing them in and, like, watching it where I laugh, you know?
Yeah. So on this past season, I've noticed we've seen that a lot of people struggle with addiction. So aside from Hayil, what is the importance to you to have, you know, show younger people struggling with alcohol and pills and stuff?
I'm lucky to be alive. I've talked... about this often.
Yes.
And for me, addiction is a center point of in our culture. And I think that because of, and I think it started, you know, black from just being brought over to, I'm not allowed to talk about this. I'm doing a movie. I can talk about it. Can I talk about it? I'm doing a movie about an addict, and another movie about an addict. It all starts from, you know, being brought over as slaves, and systematically being brainwashed into thinking that you're nothing. And oftentimes, you know, like, these brilliant people are addicted. It's rare to find, at least in my world, you know, people that aren't addicted, that, you know, you know, and we all have relatives. Yeah. And to me, I really, like, I come from addiction. I am an addict, a recovering addict. So it's important, just as important as it is to talk about transgenders, is as important to talk about real issues that are affecting us in the African American community, in my community. And addiction is very real, as is depression. So these are things that are important for me to discuss.
So I also would like to know. Okay, so illegal.
It's gonna be because I know how long your show's run. How are we gonna be able to cut this?
We're timing it. Is someone timing it?
We're going
30 minutes. We're at 12 minutes. So.
Oh my god! How did we do it?
Because there's so much to talk about. Okay. So from things like illegal butt shots. You know,
are we allowed to talk about that?
It's going to air tonight, and this won't air until
after.
Right.
What do you make of that? Look, at, first of all, that's the girl, Karen, my showrunner. Like, sometimes I have to hire people that have my brain and that can run with it. Like, run with her. I didn't come up with that idea. I was like, but that's like,
OMG. It's so real,
I said, are y'all really going to do that? And then they were like, I said, you know one thing? Let them do them. So I can't take credit for it. You know, I take credit for the foundation of the characters. But for that, I give it to the writers.
Yeah.
Was it a purposeful sort of effort to make this show? Because Empire is very glamorous. And while Star is glamorous, it shows the gritty side in a different way, the uphill struggle. So was that a conscious decision not to just go right from boom? Because we talked about last season, initially we were like, what's taking them so long to make it? Oh, damn, they're not making it. Was it a point to show that the struggle that you think you make it, you fall off, and you still got to get back on and work through that and show the underbelly kind of that people don't really get to see?
It's about those first years. I talked so much about my life in Empire. But I didn't talk about the years of struggle when I first came to Hollywood and what that was like, and what it was like to be homeless, what that was like to be impoverished and hungry, what it was like to steal for, you know, it's like, just like to live and stuff. So for me, Empire was like a fantasy, like, wow, this is what, but then, you know, I was like, wait a minute, hold on, this, and I was dealing with real life issues in Empire, but for me, this show was about a part of my life that I hadn't really, I was embarrassed about, and what I would do, what anybody would do to become successful, and that's what Star, like, what would you do to really become successful? Stuff that I'm embarrassed about, stuff that, I'm not necessarily, I'm ever willing to talk about, but there are things that I'm not happy about, about myself, that I have to come to terms with God, you know, about what you have to do to do a joke. To get where you gotta get to.
Yeah. That's what makes the stuff so real and so honest, because we always think like, oh, I would never steal, but you don't know what you'll do until you get into that situation and you need to survive.
Right.
So that's especially, why I truly appreciate it.
Right. Yeah. Especially with Ryan's character, we see her steal and it's like you
wait a minute. She's stealing? Like, and they go, and they broke it, the girls, you met them. They break it down to a science why she was still going, okay, my baby's stealing.
And I mean, dope. Immediately though, we were thinking like, you know, obviously that's how she deals with that. That's her bias. Yeah, that's
Winona her. Winona Ryder did it.
You know, I mean, a lot of people. So I mean, I think it's interesting to see a character who at first had it all together. And then you go into her development and you see her parents and you see that her mom.
Oh my God, how fabulous are okay. Can we talk about that?
Yeah,
is that a party or what?
That
is a party. That is like, is that, are they not the most fabulous?
Yes.
That, it's like so much fun. And it's so much
like,
of all friends.
Parents? Hey.
Just beautiful and.
I know, yeah. Naomi. I mean, and that was just the perfect casting for the mom, for Ryan.
Yeah, right. Immediately.
Who else? Yeah,
that's
exactly.
My favorite. My favorite moment in the show is when Star lifts her legs in the bubble bath and Naomi has her dog and throws the bottle of liquor, and Lenny's not even, like, she's not even paying attention. He's, like, looking at her, like, just like, it's just like.
So dysfunctional.
Oh my God. It's so crazy.
Yeah.
But I think that sheds light on there being dysfunction in families in general. I mean, every single dysfunction is not the same, but every single family has their own dysfunction.
Right.
And so I feel like even with the butt implants, you know, that was Miss Bruce's way of saving her. You know,
yeah. It takes a lot for me.
Yeah.
Like, it takes a lot for me to be like, are you sure? Yeah. They push the limits.
Yeah. But that's real life. I mean, you see other shows highlighting it as well. She's Gotta Have It is you know, highlighting the butt implants and the epidemic. Yeah. I mean,
oh,
I think I feel like there's an enhancement in how women feel about their bodies, and it's starting to go overboard. And I think that
social media.
Oh, well, absolutely. Yeah. But I think naturally women have always been, I need to look my best. I need to enhance the things that I already have in order to fit some standard. But I think it's nice that we're seeing that in shows where it's a negative. There's a negative to that because someone could have gotten hurt. Mm-hmm. And Carlotta mentions that, like, I could have went to jail, you know, for another time. Mm-hmm. So, you know, but for something different. And I just think that's amazing that women are starting to tackle those issues.
Yeah.
So,
what'd y'all make of the finale?
Oh my God. I had a question. Yes, okay. I already have one. Because speaking of what you said, Carlotta and enhancements, we spoke a lot about, because it was just you and I last week, a lot about, like, her transition. She's in this type of transition, and people were discussing her image and how if you want to be the boss, you have to look like a boss.
Yes.
And so she's having to shed those wigs that she's known forever. And she's putting on something that's a little bit more, you know, I guess business-like.
The humor.
Mainstream. It's mainstream. So, I mean, I like it, but, I mean, what did y'all think of it, too? I wanted to know.
The human hair wig?
Yeah, the, like, her changing her image, like, the evolution.
Oh, well, I mean, I think the evolution.
You,
I mean, she's getting money now. So,
yeah.
I mean, I feel like with money comes better life.
What did you think of it?
So,
do you like her old hair?
I'm going to make
Carlotta, it. Carlotta, can I tell you that Queen says, Queen was like, where are my wigs? She's like, where are my wigs?
What's happening?
I said, well, she's sort of evolving.
I think the wigs
but
are
she really misses the wigs.
They look so fun, though.
Yeah.
They look so fun.
you know, I think that it's evolving. I think she's gone from synthetic to human. That's an evolution. It could still be the same.
For black women, it is.
For black women, it is. When you can step up and pay $1,000 for that lace front.
Because layaway is a thing now.
You know.
Layaway on wigs.
So, the season finale,
yeah,
there was so much. First of all, I enjoyed Ayana's character. I enjoyed you bringing that aspect in. Because I feel like that gives you a different side. Because you know that she's been hurt. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you hear the thing, hurt people. Okay. And how she's really trying to save her business and, you know, make herself look better in the eyes of her father. But at what cost? To the point that you said. So I enjoyed seeing that dynamic and that the having the girls have to prove themselves again with a woman. So some of the approaches that they would take before, they couldn't necessarily do.
Yeah. Yes, I love that. Because because with Star, because she uses her body a lot. Mm-hmm. And at this point, like, you can't do that with Ayana, girl. Why? No, you know?
She's not.
But Ayana, she's so hard on the outside. But I love being able to see her vulnerable side as well. Because she wants to please her daddy so much. And he's just like, no, you know? So
I wanted to ask, I don't know if this was intentional, but I like the relationship between Alex, Noah, and Star.
What? Is that a hot mess right there? I hyperventilate.
Can I say something?
You better hope that nobody gets venereal disease. What's the kids are? Because it's a wrap. Everybody, it's like OMG.
Yeah. See, I think that goes, that tributes, or that pays, or plays into white girls getting their way all the time. All the time. And so a black girl took what she wanted.
A dark skinned black girl.
At that. She wanted. And that was the one boy that, you know, because she really didn't care for Hunter like that. But, she, you know, Hunter was around. But she really liked Noah.
Hunter, we saw a paycheck, interest. Our little cash register.
And so,
what y'all think of Arlene?
We talked about the spray tan.
Yes.
Do we like her? Do we not like her?
I didn't like her, but it's because the acting was so good.
Yeah.
It was necessary.
So, yeah.
Necessary.
Yeah.
She was serious about herself.
I don't think she's a character that you do like.
No. Right. But you need, but she brings something in her.
Did you ever laugh at her?
Yeah.
She would drop some cuts. Yeah. She had a couple of little lines where she would cut you and you're just like, okay.
Yeah.
Maybe. And the fact that she found Star's dad and roped him in and just that whole dynamic.
So dirty.
It was dirty. But then you look at him and you're just like, it gives you, even though we know what Star went through and about Mary and the things that happened, it gives you even more insight into the character and sort of why she's so hard, just where she comes from. Mm-hmm. Because if you can see sort of where someone has come from, you understand sometimes the moves that they make or why they...
Carlotta.
What do y'all think of the boys on the show?
I mean, it's a little weird for me. Like, Carlotta and Maurice is a little weird.
Tell me.
It's a little much for you?
It's a lot, because I just think of Queen as
Coogering?
Yes!
It's
weird. Yeah. But at the same time, I'm glad she's not washing up Hyel anymore, right. So that's fine.
Because
I'm tired of that.
Do you miss the pastor?
No. Pastor Harris can go. He was so tired. And I mean, just that storm out that he had, I was like, all right, well, you're canceled. We were all like, bye.
Right,
all right. Like, that's what you want to do. But
don't do that to Cotton.
I think it was great that we got to see that story, though, because I think that's a real life experience for trans women. Ooh. And yeah, I mean, just for the LGBT community, period. I think that was a story that,
it was,
I think that's something
painful.
I can only watch one time.
I can't.
Honestly,
What do you make of let's talk about the other guys, Evan Ross.
I love Evan Ross. I love that he has this baby gangster sort of element.
What's going on with that?
I mean,
can I ask you? Because it's like, what is it?
It's the voice. It's his voice.
He's got swag.
Yes.
And yet there's this like oldness. Like he's like lived.
He's very suave. Kind of like a Billy Dee Williams type. You know how Lady Sings the Blues when he was like, you're going to let my arm fall off? That's kind of what I get from Angel.
What's happening with him and Simone?
He needs to back up off Simone. I want Simone for Karen.
You want Simone with Karen?
Yeah, I want Simone for Karen. Yes. Because I just feel like...
What did you think of Karen's wig in this episode?
It was cool. I mean I could tell it was a wig.
I mean she's fresh out of jail now.
Does it matter?
Huh?
Does it matter?
No, honestly, no. Because from where she comes from, no.
She's not gonna have it together.
It's what I expect. Yeah. So no, right. It's not terrible. It's just a wig.
Yeah.
Derek.
Oh man, I'm so sad.
Well, he's moving his leg now. I told y'all. I said by the end of this season, I didn't know he was gonna roll into.
I thought he was gonna stand up and like clap for them. But then when I saw them kiss, I thought he was gonna move, and then he was gonna do like a whole like he's gonna clap.
Oh no, no. I thought he wasn't gonna do that.
Roll in and see them.
It has to evolve. He can't just stand up. He hasn't been walking.
Who do you want Alex with?
I want her with Noah. We talked about this. I want her with Noah.
I want her with Derek. Because Noah's a liar.
But Noah will challenge her because that's her other creative half, obviously. Yes.
What do you make of Andy?
I think Andy's sweet, and I think Andy's gonna be the artistic person that comes
out. I like his progression.
You said what?
I said I like his progression because under the label, he has the business side because he's worked under Ayana and he sings and he performs. Mm-hmm. So he's
trying to pattern him after Puffy a little bit.
Okay, with that entrepreneurial spirit.
Let me ask you, what do you make of Cotton and her choices? And just talk to me.
Let me get my scroll.
I mean, I think that Cotton is doing she's young.
Aren't y'all supposed to be interviewing me? But
yeah, I'm here for all of it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think Cotton is, who doesn't like a bad boy? But a bad boy from prison who's trying to kill you is not great. But at the same time, I immediately was like, hashtag prison bay. And it was mad at me.
I understand. Sorry,
do you know how hard it was to cast that character?
Why?
Because I think
why was it hard to cast?
I commend the actor that, that was really, actually, kiss the
comfortable.
Trans.
Okay.
Oh, okay. That's
I see. It was really, really hard to go there. And I just commend the actor that was willing to,
I understand the choices Cotton makes in men because it's not like she's had who has she had to go off of as far as like how a man should be anyway and how a man should treat a woman and treat a young black transgender woman.
Absolutely.
She's never had that example. So she's really just trying to figure it out on her own.
She's just realizing that Hayo's her dad.
Hello. She's just doing whatever she can.
What do you make
right
of Hayo? Talk to me. Just talk to me.
I didn't know he was gonna be back on drugs. Just get it together.
You didn't know he was back. Do you like him? Do you dislike him? I like him.
I think he is talented. He gets in his own way, which I think is a symptom of his addiction. And I think because of that, he's repeating patterns. You see a reoccurring theme with him when he is on the outs or on the skirts. He does some self-destructive behavior. When he's in the pocket, because he was right. Like last night, for the episode, he told Carlotta, "You're just picking up after what I've done." He saw the talent in the girls. He's manipulative, but he was in the pocket. He saw Angel and Andy together, but they're like, "Yeah, we don't need you. We're moving along." So I feel that he has value because there's some people that can't get out of their own way, even though if they would, clean themselves up, maybe. But it's difficult.
I'm still trying to figure out which side Hayel is on. I feel like he's for himself.
He's for himself.
And I think at the end of the day, Carlotta, I think at the end of the day, they'll always be what they are. They just have a toxic relationship. Because I feel like at the end of the day, Hayel's going to always, that's always going to be his home. Period. And then that's the mother of his child.
Well, quite literally, because he packed up in the backyard.
That's
so.
What I'm saying. She's there. Carlotta's never, always it's just home, always going to be that relationship where I'm going to be washing you up at the end of the night. And that's what it's going to be.
And that saddens me because, middle-aged black women harping on a man, and then there's other men that are coming around that might be better for her, but you going back to your old home.
Choices.
Let me ask you, what do you make of Star? Like Star herself, and what do you make of like what we're trying to say about Star? And I really want to know, like honestly, like what are your thoughts? It's been fascinating to watch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's been fascinating to watch people actually, the tweets change from negative to positive.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because what I was trying to do was I was just trying to say she happened to be white. But I was really trying to say, she's going to focus on becoming a star no matter what. She'll rob you. She'll pick your pocket. She'll have sex with you. She'll whatever. She will kill you. She'll do whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to like her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're going to feel for her.
Yeah.
So I want to, honestly, have I achieved it?
I'm softening up for her, I think, a little bit more.
I love what you have to say about her.
I love
what you have to say about her. It's so hardcore. It's so, and I and I send it to Star every yes, boom.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Because we learned it's okay because you speak for millions of Americans that are watching the show. Wow. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And she's not that character.
Yeah. Right.
Far from.
Yeah.
She's a godly, like, she's church going.
Detroit.
She's like, wow. She's like, you know. She's like, I love her for even embracing that crazy character.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
you know, and we associate them because you think they are.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, well, the only thing that did frustrate me is how, I think it was in the first season, she thought that she could understand racism because she grew up poor. But being poor doesn't equal yes, blackness, because yes, I didn't grow up poor. Okay. I don't think yes, none of us grew up poor. Okay. So that's the only thing that was frustrating. But
that was
absolutely. Yeah. She's hard on the outside, but she's softening up because she's seeing a lot of things that she can't have. She's always been, like I said, able to try to use her body for things, but she can't use it on Ayana. She's not able to get Noah. Like, yeah, what's happening? Yeah. You know? She's having to look within herself. You know,
absolutely.
That's difficult.
Absolutely.
For me, like we were kind of talking earlier, I love that she represents some things that young women go through, young women of color go through, white women, and just sort of evolving her character, and you see deeper inside of her, so you start to understand more. I think those are like kind of the bridges that we talk about, because some of the things are taboo, and in theory aren't things that people should be able to talk about, but when you see it play out and you understand her motive and you see that, you know, like she's hurt by what's going on with Noah, but she sees the chemistry with them. To me, that's a growth part for Star, because before she didn't care about anybody.
Yeah.
Except for maybe Simone, but even she thought she knew best for her. And the fact that she kind of hung back with that and just sort of let it develop, even though she has her feelings, we don't know what's going to come next. I think that seeing the vulnerability and how just growth is a good thing.
I think, you know, Star is, what I love about her, honestly, just aside from her being white, is the fact that she's very driven about what she wants to do.
Yeah.
Period. I mean, She's the focal point of the show when it comes to, look, I came here, I told you I wanted to be a singer, and that's what I'm going to do.
Who's the star of the show?
I feel like they're all the star of the show.
Of them.
They're all,
it's
yeah,
not just
yeah,
star.
It's, no, yeah, it's not just Star, mm-hmm, but at the same time, I feel like the reason the girls came together was because of Star and what yeah, Star wanted to do. And she got
she keeps
Alex,
them focused.
She keeps
honest,
them focused,
yeah,
but and Alex, I feel like, is the one that's like, trying to, well, Simone really is the glue that keeps everybody together. Mm. And Alex is the one that's like, look, I want to do my own thing, but at the same time, they ride or die for each other.
Let me ask you guys something. What do you make of the music on the show? And what do you make of it compared to last season? And
it's better this season.
Is it?
For me.
Retweet.
For me, yeah. It's better for me this season.
Honestly,
please.
I mean, personally, yes. I liked both seasons. It didn't, like, I say, I like the outfits better this season. But the music last season.
Shout out to my boyfriend.
Hey, turn up. I mean, I think that they're both. To me, both were fine. I do like Noah and Alex's duo.
Oh my God, that's a little bop, right?
I love it.
No, in imagination was a bop.
What would you like to hear? What would you like to hear them singing? What should we sing? Because you know, I told you guys, we watch these girls both in the writers' room and on the stage when we're shooting, and we sort of live for what they have to say. So my question is that: what would you like to hear? What kind of music would you like to hear? What do you think we're not hearing enough of?
Mm-hmm.
Who would you like to hear more of? You.
I loved the sequence with the guys when
Civil Rights.
It was like the Civil Rights thing, like back in the 60s, they were in the restaurant. That was my favorite of all time. So if it's something that's more like that, just really being in the movement and protesting, I love that. Something that's just true to the times too. I love that.
Yeah, I mean, I have really no critiques because I just love musicals and I like how you incorporate that.
Right.
Honestly, okay.
So I like some of the fantasy sequence. Sometimes I'm like, wait, what's happening here?
Yeah.
But then I catch it.
Right.
I'm like, okay, okay.
Yeah,
it's
real.
It's a
okay, okay. But I like the music.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. I think that you touch different genres, and that's important. I think that currently now that's something that we don't have as much. And like maybe in the 80s where people, maybe because MTV was kind of what we had to watch if you didn't have BET because it wasn't in all the homes, there was more of an openness to embrace all different types of music. I know now hip-hop is pop, but
so how do we should we incorporate more hip-hop? in the show? Because I feel like I have empire for hip hop, sort of.
Mm-hmm.
But should I incorporate?
I think
the
show is already very hip hop.
I do too. Hip
hop and R&B. Honestly, I like that. I like the girl group R&B. It makes me feel very nostalgic. Like it brings me back to, like, you know, Destiny's Child, like 702. Like it gives me that. No, seriously, like
all them.
Immediately, I took to Star more than I did Empire because it gave me that relationship with girls.
Mm. And singing in your hairbrush.
Yeah, it made me feel like that little girl. No, it did. Yeah.
Do you watch Empire or do you watch Star?
I don't watch Empire as much. Mm-hmm. I really immediately when Star came on or when we saw the previews, I was like, I love it.
I just caught up with Empire, and I have to say Trey's performance on last week's episode.
OMG.
My hands are sweaty. Right? Sorry. That's okay. But yes, right. It was. I like quickly text my husband. I'm like, he's amazing.
Yeah.
Like I need
incredible
him to win an award
actors.
Off of
incredible
that.
Yeah. Actors. Yeah. Incredible actors on the show.
Jesus.
What other questions do you have for me before we wrap
yes.
up? I'm sure we're over.
Yeah.
Oh, how are you going to cut this together, y'all?
Oh. We're just gonna run it. I have a super random question.
Yeah.
Your birthday's coming up.
I know.
What are you doing?
I'm gonna go to Mexico.
Okay. What day is your birthday?
24th of December.
That's my mom's birthday.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. What does she do?
What is she gonna do?
What does she do?
She's an educator.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is she strict?
Not really. Not that much.
Mm-hmm.
My dad was a Capricorn. He's
December Capricorns are different, though.
No, my dad was a January.
He's
a January Capricorn. My dad. Was,
yeah.
So. Got you. We're gonna go to Mexico. I took the team of Star to Mexico to begin writing,
mm-hmm.
and now I got to take the team of Empire to do something exotic.
Wow.
But I'm gonna enjoy being 59.
Wow.
But see, that's not... No. You're only as old as you feel.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so I have a question. Okay, since we were discussing the basin butt injections, and Miss Bruce was, like, really flabbergasted, like, oh, you're going to fire me for that? Okay, would you have fired Miss Bruce?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes. I mean, here's the thing. I didn't want the butt injections to be in the show.
Right.
Like, and I'm out there, guys. Y'all know from my work, I am out there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was like, and this is what's so great about the young writers who are in the room. They said, okay, we're going to take you and we're going to run. And I was like, butt injections on Fox TV? Like, what?
We're doing it? Reality.
I didn't have to clutch my pearls with it. You know what I mean? So it was a lot. So yeah. I would have fired her.
Yeah, I would have fired her.
Yes, I mean, absolutely. Yeah. Because I got to save my business.
Right, exactly. And yeah. I mean, but honestly.
But it's a good story too.
It yes. is. Because yes. that really is the reality. Like, girls are really getting butt injections.
Are they?
No.
Yes. Illegal butt injections.
Yes.
100%.
See, I guess I'm not from the world. So I was like, what the hell? Why are you doing this?
Cardi and
what
does it say?
To me, it was saying, like, are we encouraging it? Yeah, for me, my point of view, and my fight at first until I was shut down, because it's majority rules in there,
mm-hmm.
are we making a statement about, is it cool to get butt injections? Like, no, it's not cool to get
mm-hmm,
butt injections.
Right.
So why are we talking about it? Well, because we want to make sure that girls know that this is not cool.
Yeah.
So I felt like, I felt that that was summed up. I felt that, you know, illegal butt injections happen. How it impacts you on a bigger level, because you're maybe just thinking, well, Miss Bruce was doing it for the cause. But, you know, usually people are just thinking about themselves, and these are the repercussions. She could lose her business, which defeats your whole purpose. So I thought it was very real and very on what's happening right now.
Do we like Miss Bruce?
I love
Miss Bruce. Yeah. Love.
The sass and just her. She's always has a bad, like, it's her comments, like, her retort is ridiculous.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah. No, like, she's amazing. She
what other
amazing.
Questions you have for me?
I want to know, you know, what's when you are trying to get inspired, because I feel like that's something for me as a writer.
You it's write?
I do.
Oh,
I do.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
I think
yeah.
we all do, right? Yeah.
You all the writers?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Good to know.
See, hashtag Jill was right. You know, that's our thing.
Right. Oh,
what
my God.
Do you write scripts? Do you write?
Both. Like, I think we all kind of leveled
so
in the right
know.
Articles and stuff
okay.
like
yes.
that for different things.
Yeah,
so,
good to know. Really good to know.
Yeah, no. Some of us, I've worked as
I love you guys. You don't even know how.
I'm fans.
You. I'm like psycho fans. So, anyway. Yeah.
But no, I mean, I want to know as a creator, how do you find ideas? Like, whenever you're stumped, like, what puts you in a place to be able to create? Because I think sometimes
it's hard
for me.
Here's the thing. For me, if you, from where I come from, if you have seen death at an early age, you see, like, my earliest memories was, like, you know, like, tragic memories was watching a 7-year-old boy shot for in a drug sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think when you see that kind of stuff at an early age, and I think that this is when you're blessed with the gift, you think it's a curse because you know that bullet could have been me, mm-hmm. easily. When you see, when you live the AIDS crisis and you don't end up with HIV, you actually mm-hmm. live it and you will see not 20, but 40, like an entire tribe wiped mm-hmm. out of mm-hmm. all of your friends, most of whom you've been intimate with sexually.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't figure out why it is that you don't have it. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean?
Anointing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think that you have stuff to draw from. And
yeah.
And you draw from humor. And I think that you draw from, because that was the only place that I could go to.
Yes. A coping mechanism.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I think that you, for me, I'm always finding something funny in the dark. And finding it also, being able to me, just being able to celebrate my community, you know?
Yes.
Giving life to, I've always done everything I could to try to please my sisters and my aunts, because they really, when men were making fun of me, mm. women were always uplifting me.
That's beautiful.
Oh, you're so incredible. Mm. Oh, look how special you are. You know what I mean? Where I was bullied, you know what I mean,
mm-hmm.
as a kid. So, by a lot of guys. And it's, I understand the bullying of it all, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I understand the whole concept of bullying,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah. So it's really, my work is to celebrate women of color.
I will say, I really appreciate seeing a young black transgender woman on Fox as well. Yeah.
Can you believe that?
Yeah.
That was like, let me tell you something. That auditioning process
yeah.
was no joke, yo.
Really?
Oh, no. Are you kidding me? Mm-hmm. Like, to actually get her to come. It was like so surreal. I couldn't even. That's a movie in itself.
Really?
The auditioning process
mm-hmm.
and then having her go into the Fox studios with all of them white men.
Mm, okay.
And the confusion that
happened.
I was a fan of Amaya's on
yes.
social media.
Yeah,
prior
I was gonna
too,
say
so,
that I've
yeah.
been following her since college. Like, I've been a fan.
yeah.
So to see her on screen and I get to discuss her playing a character is amazing.
Isn't it great?
Yeah. So
she's so wonderful
know,
too.
Yeah, what progress
she's
are
good.
We gonna deal with?
Mm-hmm.
She's a really good
yeah, I know.
Actress.
Yeah.
No, definitely. So I was wanting to know, like, what progress are we gonna be able to see for her? Like, what can we look forward to?
Well, this
for season
is when,
three.
This is
Please.
When they told me
no.
that they were going to kill me for
okay.
having you here, because they said you have a big mouth.
Oh.
You these girls, you love these girls, and we know that you're gonna get it. They will get it. And they said you tell them nothing.
Okay.
And I was like, I said, okay. He said, I mean nothing.
March.
And I was like,
so
March.
I have
but I said, because you know why? Because yeah. halftime, they guess it. They guess it already.
Yeah.
And if not, we get inspired by the ideas. We go like, wait a minute. Like, one of them called, you called Simone a lesbian in
yeah.
two, when we did not even know she was a lesbian.
Oh my God.
Okay? It just
Girl.
Evolved into that.
Jill
are you
right?
Are you
hashtag Jill was right. I, yeah. We're here.
But sometimes you're wrong and
I know.
Look forward! Oh my God!
So
when you're wrong, we are so happy.
Always
we're
always
here.
Always
yes!
She drives.
But 90% of the time, you're on the nose.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, we had that vote, and I was like, she's.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean.
But can I tell you something?
Yes.
Like children in there, they're on to you guys. So they're 5 steps ahead of y'all.
Yeah.
They're so ahead of you guys right
it's
now
on.
Because it's on to make sure that you're off.
Right. Well, I mean, and that's the beauty of it, too,
yeah.
is being able to really appreciate your art and be able to discuss it amongst one another, because we don't, this is one of the only shows that we have where it is like a younger, a very, very young demographic.
Mm-hmm.
And it's highlighting like that girl, like montage. Cause I feel like as a kid, I haven't seen like a show like that in a minute. Like you have like, even back to like Disney Channel, like Proud Family Days.
Right.
Like you don't see like young black girls on a show and it's like, oh, they're singing, they're dancing. And it's like that, you know, that Beyonce feel that you got when you were young. And so for me, that's, yeah, it just takes me all the way back.
We want to thank you so much for inviting us up here, having us here, watching us.
Yes.
Yes. Who knew? It's
okay.
almost a year to the day when you left a comment on Instagram about our
Did
show.
I?
Yes!
And we were
tell me everything.
My friend picked it up.
Tell me everything. What happened?
My friend, hey, Jamisha. My friend picked it up, and I was like, girl, just do a little quick write-up over it. She tagged you in it, and you said, hey, girls, I love the show. Like, y'all are great. And we were just like, what?
You know, we were circles. The original Big Daddy.
Yeah.
I was like, what? Yeah. No, seriously. It's been incredible. Yes. But, I mean... And it was me and your first show. This was my first, our first show at AfterBuzz. So,
yeah. The fact that it brought us here is just
amazing. I'm like
the fact that the universe came together like this for us is just amazing.
God bless you.
We're so thankful and so appreciative, and we can't wait to see what happens.
Yes.
You know,
where can we find you?
You can
the original Big Daddy.
The original Big Daddy on Instagram.
Okay.
And then
Lee Daniels ENT.
Lee Daniels ENT.
All right.
That's how you can find me on Twitter. I don't tweet. Oprah told me how to tweet like years ago. It was like, and I was like, no, this is stupid. And then when Empire came, I started learning how to tweet, and then Star, I really got into it. And I can find you at what? Where?
Ivana.Williams on Instagram and Ivana L. Williams on Twitter.
And I'm at Stiletto Jill everywhere. So.
And my name is Rocky Harris. You can find me on all social media at Raquel Harris TV.
Yes. And I'm so happy to be here with these girls.
Thank you so much.
So happy to be here with you.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.